I'm Brian Whitley, Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, speaking with Ray Hutchison, a Senior Program Analyst, about a report called Nursing Facilities Compliance with Federal Regulations for Reporting Allegations of Abuse or Neglect. Ray, this sounds like an important issue. Could you start by telling us what you focused on in this report?
Sure, Brian. We focused on finding out if facilities reported allegations of abuse or neglect to the appropriate people within the required timeframes. It's important to understand that reporting allegations is critical to fixing problems. We'd prefer to see more allegations reported versus a facility failing to report allegations of abuse or neglect.
Thanks for emphasizing that point, Ray. It's extremely important. Would you start by telling us exactly what an allegation of abuse or neglect is?
Sure. There are several types of harm, including abuse, injuries of unknown source, neglect, misappropriation of property, or mistreatment. The phrase allegations of abuse or neglect simply refers to all of these types of harm.
Does an allegation of abuse or neglect mean that something actually happened to someone?
Not at all. An allegation is a claim that something happened. Not all allegations of abuse or neglect are proven.
So what are nursing facilities supposed to do if someone claims that they're being abused or neglected?
Well, within 24 hours of learning about the claim, facility staff must report it to the facility administrator. Then the facility begins an investigation. Facility staff must also report the allegation of abuse or neglect within 24 hours to the state survey agency.
What is a state survey agency?
A state survey agency is a government agency that makes sure that facilities comply with federal regulations. This includes reporting abuse or neglect allegations and reporting the investigation results to the appropriate people within the required timeframes.
So, what happens after the facility finishes its investigation of the allegation?
The facility staff must report the investigation results to the administrator, and the administrator must report those results to the state survey agency all within 5 business days.
So what did your study find?
We found that 85% of facilities reported to the Office of Inspector General at least one allegation of abuse or neglect in 2012.
That seems like a high percentage. Were you surprised by that figure?
Not really. Remember, we're talking about allegations or claims of abuse or neglect, so we expect a high percentage. Allegations come from many sources like residents, family members of residents, or even facility staff.
What was the most common type of allegation?
Abuse was the most common type of allegation, and the allegation often involves suspected employee abuse of residents.
So, did you find that facility employees were abusing or neglecting residents?
Not at all, because that was outside the scope of our study. We focused on if facilities reported practices, not if abuse or neglect actually occurred.
So, were the facilities reporting the allegations appropriately?
Not always. We found that for 37% of allegations, facilities were not in compliance with federal reporting regulations.
What about investigation results?
Facilities didn't always report the results of their investigations either. We found that for 37% of allegations, the facility administrator did not report results to the state survey agency within 5 business days.
Interesting. So what did OIG ultimately recommend based on these findings?
Well, we recommended that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, ensure that facilities report allegations and investigation results in a timely manner and to the appropriate individuals.
Did CMS agree with OIG's recommendations?
They did. Because state survey agencies are responsible for ensuring that facilities are in compliance with federal regulations, CMS stated that it would discuss OIG's results with state survey agencies and reiterate federal reporting regulations.
Ray, thank you for sharing this important work.
Thank you, Brian.